Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation one.
Hello, University Books. Tim Weber speaking.
Hi, Tim. This is Ruth.
Oh, hi, Ruth. What's up?
Well, the Student Federation needs a couple of volunteers to give guided tours to the new students next week. Would you be able to help out?
That depends on the days you have in mind. I'm working here full-time before classes begin. It's really busy now with all the textbook orders coming in. But I do have some time off.
What about Saturday? Most new students arrive on the weekend.
Sorry, I have to work all day Saturday. How about Thursday and Friday? I've got both mornings free.
I don't have the schedule on me. Ken's got it. Maybe you can set something up with him.
I'll only be able to spare a couple of hours, though.
No problem. I'll ask Ken to get in touch with you later today. Will you be at this number?
Yeah, till 4. Look, I've got to go. I've got to get all the orders out before I leave today.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Bye.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. Where does Tim work?
Question 20. Why does Ruth call Tim?
Question 21. What does Tim offer to do?
Question 22. When can Ken get in touch with Tim at the same number?
Conversation 2.
Professor Day, may I see you for a minute?
Sure. Come on in. What's the matter?
I've got a problem. I need your technical writing class, so I went early to the registration area. But by the time I got to the front of the line, it was closed. See, my advisor signed my course request and everything.
That's a big class already. If it is closed, that means I have 50 students in it now.
I'm not surprised. It's a really good class and many students want to attend it.
Can't you take it next year? We offer it every fall.
Well, that's the problem. I'm supposed to be graduating this spring, but, of course, I can't graduate without your class.
I see. In that case, I'll sign for you. It looks like there will be 51. Take this form back to the registration area. They will get you in.
Thanks, Professor Day. I really appreciate this.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 23. What is the problem of the student?
Question 24. What do we know about this course?
Question 25. What does Professor Day decide to do?